Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Halfway point of June, my friend. It's the 15th of June already. Scotty's off in Norway. Ed Schaefer sitting in today. Brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Did you know? Go figure. Oil and natural gas, the industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Yeah, learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. When they're allowed to, and it's working out, and the market is open and rocking. Well, it's got to be frustrating right now. Ed Schaefer in for Scotty. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
I'm well.
Turn your mic down there. My bad.
Yeah, a lot of people turn their mics off when I'm around.
No.
no, it's great to be with you. It's fun to be sitting in for Scott. And here we are at AM 1100. It's about 9:06 on the 15th of June. 15th of June is tax day. I hope everybody's got their taxes done. This is quarterly reports. And if you got an extension, you know, some time to file it in. So, ready to go. We got our coupons out this morning and ready to do our estimated taxes. So, it is that day when we pay the government, and often we wonder why do we pay the government, because what do they do with our money but squander it and throw it out the window and spend it on all kinds of stupid things, and, you know, but we do. So that's important. And we had people like Mature, they were here in the earlier segment, who want to get involved and get in there and try to make the government more efficient and less costly, and that's important for all of us. So here we are on the day after the elections in Fargo and across the state, and lots of changes, lots of elections. We had some incumbents that lost, some newcomers that won. We had incumbents that won. It's, you know, kind of all that exciting time in the elections. And, you know, now might be a time to talk about that. There's some decompression, you know, after the election. And you go to coffee the next day and you say, well, I guess my candidate lost and here's one. And, you know, you kind of get through all of that. But we could talk about that this morning. Give us a call at 1-800-228-0550, or give us a text at 701-232-1590.
237.
I'm sorry.
237.
I can't read.
1590. No problem.
I can't read my own writing here this morning. That's not good. But this is what's on your mind. So we want to find out exactly what's happening. And we're on statewide radio. Todd, what are all the stations that we're on?
Oh, man. The KTGO.
Yes.
Tioga. The 550, K-Fire. The Flag in Fargo. And what's the other one, Todd? I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Yeah, so, that down.
so Todd's not with us this morning anyway. We're here with Kevin running the board, and we're all ready to take your phone calls and your texts because we have open time until 9:30 when we were going to have a guest. So we're interested in listening to you. So, Kevin, you know, we had quite the elections last night, everything running around.
Not a Fargo resident, but not a horse in the race. But it was interesting. And what really got me is this ridiculousness of rank voting. Of you know, you'll vote for once for everybody. Everybody gets a vote. I don't understand how that could possibly be a good thing, how it could simplify the process, you know, how it would make it more. It just seems like it's adding a ton of arms and legs on something that didn't need it and muddying up the process. But they figured it out. I guess it was a late night last night in Fargo.
Well, it's, you know, the tough one is when certain people don't win the elections, or they don't like the way elections came out for them or their philosophy or their party. You know, it's like, well, let's change the system then. You know, if I can't win, why don't we go do something and change
it?
And
we're seeing that on a national level a bit too.
Yeah, and for sure. And this whole ranked choice voting or the approval voting or what I call participation ribbon voting, you know, is meant to change something, and it never does. It's never worked in any place they put it in, because eventually, you know, somebody votes for five candidates the first time, three the next, their candidate doesn't win anyway. And so, you know, what happens is you get down to voting for the one person you think, you know, over time, vote for the one person, and you know, the whole reason you upended the system goes away. So, you know, it makes no sense, but we have it. Hopefully this will show that people still get elected with a small percentage of the vote. It didn't change anything, and maybe we can put it back in front of the voters and change it back to the regular system, which is one person, one vote, and which makes a lot of sense. And I think that's really important, Kevin, because, you know, I want to be purposeful in my vote. I want to sort out, you know, why I'm voting for somebody. Am I, you know, for instance, Kent Conrad is my brother, or was my brother-in-law, and, you know, he's United States Senator. Am I going to vote for him because of my family? Am I going to vote for him against him because of my family? You know, but I want to be purposeful and say, you know, I'm voting for this person because I share their philosophy, or I like their looks, or whatever the case may be.
With their policies or whatever.
But make a purposeful decision, and to just say, go in, well, I can vote for anybody, or I can vote for all of them, or whatever.
There's some letter next to someone's name because of.
Yeah, it doesn't shape our government. It doesn't elect a government by the people.
It's gotta do the work.
It's just, you know, throw them all in a fishbowl and pull out somebody, and that doesn't work.
Todd is here.
Hey, Todd.
God, Mitchell. Hey, buddy. And how'd it go in Bismarck with the elections and stuff? Oh, we're missing Todd.
Well, we thought we had Todd. Actually, the incumbent mayor in Bismarck got bumped out.
Turn Todd up if you can there, Daniel.
The incumbent mayor.
Hello.
There he is. Hey, Todd.
Yeah. You can hear me.
Yeah.
I thought the mayor's race was going to be close, and I really wasn't sure who was going to win. It didn't end up being all that close, as it turns out. So that was a little bit of a surprise. Other than that, maybe a few things I would have expected to go the other way, but no real huge, you know, upset. Holy cow, so-and-so won and so-and-so lost kind of stuff. I mean,
who did you say?
What's that?
Who won the mayor race in Bismarck?
Not Steve Bakken. No, Mike Schmidt is the new mayor-elect. So Steve will end up presumably being a one-term. It'll be interesting to see what... Yeah, I know he had aspirations of higher office things, so I don't know. You know, it'll be interesting to see what he decides to do now, but I know he's got a day job as a communications guy with a construction company thing, so maybe he won't get back in office, or maybe he will. It's one of those things where you might ask him one thing now, and you might get a different answer in a couple of weeks after the dust has settled and he's had more time to digest the surprise loss. I'm sure it was a surprise to him.
You know, Todd, one thing that happened, and it was before the election, a couple of weeks before the election, is Bismarck dumped the Renaissance Zone tax increment financing, or not tax increment financing, tax credit financing for reconstruction of blighted areas in Bismarck. So that went down the tubes, and I thought, you know, that was interesting because evidently you don't have any more blighted areas in Bismarck, huh?
We don't. In fact, there's a guy did a YouTube video that travels all over the 50 states, and he came through Bismarck, and he found the FBI's worst crime area, and it's just this trailer park, but it looks fine. He said, I can't find blighted areas. Yeah, ain't exactly Detroit here. Thank God. Or I wouldn't be sticking around.
Well, but it puts Bismarck at a disadvantage, doesn't it, for other communities that allow that. I think there are 60-some communities in North Dakota that have the Renaissance Zone financing, and now Bismarck doesn't. So how does that work?
Well, maybe it's a case-by-case thing, and maybe Bismarck's voters, or at least Bismarck's city commission, just doesn't feel that, you know, we need it, or at least the mayor. Then that is another thing, though, that could potentially come back with a new mayor. I mean, everything gets rethought. The slate is wiped basically clean, just as it was when Steve Bakken got in after Mike Seminary. So
Yeah, except...
Let's start over, I guess.
Yeah, well, in this case, starting over is great. However, on the Renaissance Zone deal, the city did approve it. The county did not.
That's right, the county did.
You know, that's
right,
what... Right. And the school board did, and the county did not. And you have to have, you know, all four entities, the park board, the school board, the city, and the county all on board.
You know, once all the new players get in place, it's one of those things that could get pushed again, and maybe county commissioners would feel the pressure. Or maybe they'd still stick their heels in the sand, dig their heels in the sand, and say, nah, you don't need it. I'd be interested to know why they think that.
Yeah, well, me too. And it'd be interesting. I pushed it a little bit, Todd, because I was in office and signed that legislation, you know, and thought it was an important piece of our economic development tools. But the interesting thing now is you can't go back. You know, once you're out of that program, you are out forever.
Okay.
So if Bismarck's going to come back, or Bismarck says, gee, we made a mistake, or Bismarck says, you know, maybe we could have refined that thing a little bit or tweaked it to make it work better. To deal with some of the concerns,
we don't need more money. We're rolling.
We all have to change state law.
And that's fine. Well, that I've done before too.
Yes.
So who knows?
Yes.
Tell you what, if you want to ring in, we'd love to hear what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Let's get the phones going. And Ron Rauschenberger joining us at the bottom of the hour. So what's on your mind? Be right back.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He is the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, my friend. It's Wednesday in Yulin, sweet and sour chicken today. Glendon's serving up the chicken pot pie. NP Avenue's got lasagna. Salisbury Steak on 12th Avenue. In West Main, you got Swedish meatballs with those fabulous cabbage rolls they do. Harwood's got tater tot hot dish. And if you're off 292 on I-94 in Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Always get the 4 for $4 as well. There's monthly specials going on, daily specials online at PetroServeUSA.com. Helping America fuel better. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Ed Schaefer in for Scott Hennen, who's in Norway. Be back on Monday, I think. Or Monday or Tuesday, anyway. I think they're in, like, day 8 of the travel log. I've been following along.
You know, I was doing fine until you started reading that menu.
I know. That happens to everybody.
You know, geez, I'm starving now.
Yeah, it happens to everybody here. Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to stop at a PetroServe on my way home.
Well, that's my plan.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we've got open phone lines. We've been talking a little bit about the Renaissance Zone in Bismarck, some elections. We would really like to, find out what's going on, what are people thinking, what's on your mind about elections or not. Did you get involved? Did you vote? Did you hate it? You know, the politics push you out of it. Did the negativity and the money, do you get things screwed up? I thought it was interesting here, you know, the person who spent the most money in the mayor's race in Fargo ended up third. Which is usually not the case, you know, when you get all the mailers and all the ads and all the stuff. That was interesting. And the person who had the most negative campaign against him in the city commission race, the person that just got pounded on with negativity, won re-election. You know, that's kind of interesting, and I'd be interested in what our listeners are thinking about that. You know, the negativity, the negative ads, sometimes win, get people in office. In this case, it didn't. Money often is the driving factor on what gets people into office. This time it didn't. It'd be good to talk about that, listen about it. Are people getting tired of it and sick of it? Or was it an anomaly here and negative advertising is going to continue to work? Or what happened? So we'd be interested to find out from everybody. Give us a call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or give us a call at 701-237-1590. We've got the screen up here. We can see your text, and we're waiting for your phone calls. And if you don't want to talk, that's fine too. But this is an opportunity for you to jump in and let us know what's on your mind. So anyway, back to the statewide issue or the statewide conversation, Todd and Bismarck with that Renaissance Zone deal. One of the delicacies with that tax credit for North Dakota income based on investment in a blighted area or investment in redoing a old building, you know, kicking it back up, which makes some sense because the city then doesn't have to put in new sewer and water and, you know, all that kind of stuff in expanded True. Areas. But multifamily housing turned out to be a big issue. So multifamily housing, new construction inside the Renaissance Zone, put the developers outside the Renaissance Zone in a disadvantage, up to $200 in rent higher for those outside of the zone than inside of the zone. That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. Well, it's done now, I guess. So, maybe back to the drawing board. And you mentioned state law. We've changed those every once in a while. So, maybe that's one.
Well,
it's tough. You're making an uphill battle that maybe didn't need to be, but... I guess the damage is done, and maybe that's one of those things as you make the list of why did the incumbent mayor not win. Maybe that's one of those things to add to the list.
I think it is. I, as I mentioned, I signed into law the original legislation, worked with the legislature to put it in place, and believe in it. But I think over the years, people took advantage of it. I think there were some changes legislatively in it that allowed islands or, allowed changing the borders and all that kind of stuff, which we didn't have in the original legislation. So, maybe
the owners were downtown Bismarck. I mean, we're talking... yeah. out there. I mean, 25 years ago when I got here Friday at 5 o'clock, it was a ghost town in downtown Bismarck. It's hustling and bustling these days.
Yes.
So obviously it's done wonders. And yet the traffic patterns seem for the most part to be fine, and everything moves, so it's not congested. It's not gridlocked or anything like that. But we're in a good place, and if the development stops where it is now, hey, at least we're left in a good place. But you know, maybe we can find another way to get that development going again.
Well, and maybe this is the signal. I'm hoping this is the signal to get in, to redo the, you know, have the legislature retweak the law, put it back, make it clear, you know, put it for exactly what it's meant for, and, you know, bring it back
to its
origins. Now we have
the CCA mayor-elect, so he'll be able to crunch those numbers and say, hey,
right.
this is exactly what we need, and here's why. One advantage to the new mayor-elect is that he's got that CPA background to be able to credibly come to the table with those numbers and say, nah, we need it, and here's why.
Well, we saw the problems in Bismarck. Let's fix them.
There we go.
Got a text in for Todd. Shout out to Todd and the team for great and fun coverage last night.
Hey.
Okay, fine.
We definitely did have fun. We had Cody Hsu, Rick Becker, Darrell Lees, and a few others chiming in, the other thing we were doing, of course, was watching the Bismarck City Commission thing, because the hate crime legislation was getting, the people coming up with their statements. So that it ended up going well into the evening as well. And of course, for those who didn't hear, it was a 4-1 vote against. The consideration was whether there should be hate crimes designated, and pretty much, you know, four of the five commissioners said, hate crimes are terrible, we don't want them, but at the same time, it's territory kind of already covered, so whatever we do, we need to be very careful.
Got a text from Adam that says, it was not unexpected, but the Fargo election results are still depressing, and it solidifies the problem of the city's lurch leftward, particularly with the school board. We are well on our way to becoming a West Minneapolis.
Which is kind of something we've been saying out here in the West, that, hey, Fargo's just a little miniature Minneapolis.
Minneapolis,
yeah. And I don't mean that in a good way, either.
I'm here holding down a fart.
Thank you, Ben. We're counting on you,
I'm
Ed.
Trying. I'm behind the bastions here. I'm holding
back
it.
Back in the game. Let's go.
And here's another text. Here's another text. Did King Doug get his paid-for candidates elected? And I think that's just a reference to the money, you know, that's going into the campaign.
That's really been one of my questions is those PAC, and then Pat Fink and that group, how did that group perform versus the opponents? Because there's a lot of negative campaigning. So how did those candidates do? I know in the Bismarck District 35 race, that candidate did win. So,
yeah. It shows that people sort through it. Voters, you know, look at the candidates and what they stand for, and they vote for them. And sometimes the negative campaign works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the money works. Sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, it's all about the voters.
After the election, we have more fire pit stuff, so that's great.
Yeah, and the voters. But the,
more kindling.
But the voters get in there, and that's, you know, that's what's so important. But
there you go. Kathy, quick, you got about 20 seconds. What's on your mind, Kathy?
Hey, this is Kathy with Let Parents Decide That. I just wanted to thank some of our school board candidates that ran this time around.
Okay,
yes.
There was a lot of good ones.
Well, we thank everybody that ran for office and put themselves on the line.
This week, Greta Van Susteren is back on cable news, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Greta's new show just launched this week. Each night, Greta is proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren, and everyone is talking about it. Tune in at 5 p.m. Central as Greta broadcasts from Washington with the real news, giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media won't. Find out why millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren tonight. Check your program guide or get info on our new show by texting the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. Switch to Newsmax today. It's real news for real people. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Myra Flores flipped the Democrat House District in South Texas on Tuesday from blue to red. a special election in a district that has 84% Latino voters. Flores, a respiratory care practitioner, had 51% of the vote to Democrat Dan Sanchez's 43%. There will be no runoff. The U.S. House of Representatives gave the green light to legislation that would allow round-the-clock security protection for families of Supreme Court justices. 1 week after a man was arrested for the attempted assassination of a court justice, the House passed a security measure Tuesday, 396-27. All of the votes in opposition came from Democrats. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? Not a problem. Talk to my friends at Pucklich in Valley City. They have the inventory other dealerships don't have. They have instant pre-approval going on. Think about this. Over 30 certified pre-owns on the lot right now. Most of them are one-order trades that they specialize in. You want something that you want, you got to get it ordered. But you can do that online, too. You can speed up the buying process on the website. PucklichValleyCity.com. P-U-K-L-I-C-H, ValleyCity.com. Call with any questions or what you're looking at. If you're on the hunt for a certain vehicle, if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. 701-404-5788. And online at PucklichValleyCity.com. Ed Schaefer in for Scotty. I like one of them. What did before? Did she hang on? Is she still on? Yeah. Kathy, did you have anything else you wanted to add about the elections yesterday?
Hey, Kathy.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this is Kathy Schmidt with Let Parents Decide That. We're a statewide group that is in place to empower and support parents to be active advocates for their kids. And I just wanted to say that I know that there's a lot of parents and there's a lot of community members that are feeling pretty let down, you know, today as far as school board races. But I do think that we had some, I think we're kind of having a revival in our state. I think we've got a lot of parents that had stepped up, you know, as far as candidates to try to get into those positions, to try to make some change. For the better, in their districts. And I really want to commend, you know, all of our people across the state that have stepped up and really gotten to work. They really put their money and their time and their effort where their mouth was, where before they were complaining, they actually were trying to, do something, you know, about what they were complaining about. And I really commend them for that. So I want to say thank you to all the wonderful candidates that we had running statewide. And I also want to just give a little bit of encouragement because I don't think that there, a friend said this morning, and I think that this is a really wonderful statement. She said that there are no losses. There's only opportunity for learning. So I think now it just kind of is going to still take some effort, especially school board type stuff. We still need parents to show up to school board meetings and to, you know, pay attention in their own districts to advocate for their kids. But I think that we've still got work to do and we've got a lot of learning that has been done.
It has, and, you know, thank you for supporting candidates and for getting them out there, encouraging them to run. I mean, this is so important in all races, you know, and people step up, and it's sometimes hard, it's sometimes not fun, but, you know, committing yourself to leadership positions that can change people's lives is a big deal, and we honor and support everybody who puts their name on a ballot.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, now this segment, let's get to Ron Rauschenberger. Ron is an independent consultant, but I have to tell you, Ron was in three administrations at least, and maybe four, in the economic development and you know, project development around the state of North Dakota. He's just been active in things. And what I wanted to visit with Ron about today was the new soybean plant, crushing plant in Jamestown, or at Spiritwood, actually. So, Ron, you've been involved in that, from day one. You charged your relationships with previous administrations, with developers around the state, with the stakeholders, with the investors. You know, and you really, from an outside arm's length standpoint, managed a lot of this installation or this investment commitment that's been put in Spiritwood outside of Jamestown. So, welcome, Ron Rauschenberger. We're glad to have you on What's On Your Mind.
Well, thanks, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here. And first of all, thanks for having me on. I do want to congratulate you on your last weekend in Medora, being recognized for all your years of service. My wife attended and said the luncheon was great.
Yeah, I mean, they had a luncheon and an honoring ceremony and excitement because I was leaving.
Well, I gotta tell you, my wife attended the whole activities of the foundation out there. However, your luncheon was not her highlight. I gotta admit, I gotta just mm-hmm. be honest. She went to the Sunday morning worship service.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that was Nancy's son.
Yes,
that spoke.
He gave the message.
She honestly came home and said that was the highlight of her trip. So,
oh,
congrats.
How fun is that?
Congrats to Nancy's son. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
part
was a fun project. Jamestown had been looking at a project that had started at some time. A co-op group was looking and couldn't raise the money, and finally that was the relationship ended, and they were looking for someone, and they commented to me if I had anyone in mind. I didn't tell them the name at first, but I had to think ADM, and ADM was super responsive. Flew out here with seven officials, and long story short, it took a couple years, and we're moving dirt, and it's great, and I'm having fun consulting for them, and they're really responsive. It's going to be a $350 million project. They'll crush 150,000 bushel a day. All of the oil will go just down the road to Dickinson on the rail cars, which actually I think helped make that Dickinson refinery viable. They Marathon Petroleum retrofitted it to process this vegetable oil that will eventually go to, I believe, California and do some blending and burning of vegetable oil there in diesel and so forth. So it's a really fun project. And Marathon was nice enough to come in as a partner in the Jamestown project. So
that's a biodiesel.
A couple of giants investing in North Dakota.
Biodiesel will head out of that refinery?
It'll actually, I think, head out as solid vegetable oil.
And okay.
Blended out in California, probably. And I don't want to speak for Marathon. I'm just kind of going that. You know, I just work for ADM. But this is really going to benefit the farmers in the state with this soybean facility, access to them to bring it directly in. You know, it's going to help their basis price on soybeans. And, you know, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So, Ron, you chased this project for years. And as you said, the first co-op that was put together didn't quite make it. You mentioned they couldn't raise the funds. Did they not raise the funds because the project wasn't there, because you didn't have the soybean acreage to feed it? I mean, why couldn't they raise the funds from a co-op basis when then you had a chance and you turned around and brought ADM in, and of course they didn't have to raise the funds, they just made the investment. But why couldn't they raise
the
funds?
I'm not sure. I watched that from a distance because I didn't help with it at all on the co-op side or that original project. But what I saw from the outside, it just wasn't connecting with the farmers. The farmers didn't have a lot of money to maybe to put into a project. I think they're trying to raise quite a bit of money. So it just, for some reason, didn't make it and even get close to what they had to raise at that time. So Bank of North Dakota asked me, and it was fun to give it a shot. And this will be ADM's fourth location in North Dakota. You know, they've been here before. They know the business climate here in North Dakota. They like what they see and do and work with. And kudos to our Dave Blatt and Health Department and others that worked on the air permits. It was all in a timely manner, and they like that. And so when they came, they knew it wasn't going to be a lot of problems and delays if they did things right. And ADM really does things right. You know, they're also in Belleville with the canola plant. They're in Enderlin with a bean and plant. They're also in Castleton with black beans and peas, and they actually added on to that facility now and do packaging there. So they're a nice corporate citizen in North Dakota.
Yeah, so the good news is when you first contacted them, trying to pick up the pieces, you know, the failed effort in Jamestown or in Spiritwood, they were already in the state. They had already invested in the state. They all already understood the efficiencies and the quality of work and the things that in the state. So does that give them a leg up when they want to invest again?
Yes. I called Greg Webb, who's their government relations, and said, hey, I think there's an opportunity you would want to look at. And to their credit, they did some analytical work for 2 to 3 weeks, and all of a sudden he said, well, 7 of us will fly out and pick a like to meet with you guys and take a look. So they flew out. We used a boardroom at the Bank of North Dakota, invited a number of offices within the state that could answer questions. We had the tax department there. Ryan was there. We had the ag department. The deputy ag was there. The lieutenant governor was there. The Commerce Department with several divisions within them, Dave Blatt, the air quality, and then, so we just went around the table and answered any and all questions. And I kind of wanted just a touch more of firepower there, and I happened to know Senator Hovind was home at the time, so he popped in and gave him a pitch. Mm-hmm. So it all came together very well in that meeting, and they actually were quite excited when they left, and of course they do a lot of due diligence in it over the process of time. And then Marathon, we invited them to the meeting too. Ron Day represented them at our first meeting, and they showed interest in oil. Well, that really helped click things. And, you know, it all came together very fortunately. And so we're going to have a really, really nice state-of-the-art soybean plant, crushing plant at Spiritwood, North Dakota. They bought the original former Cargill property. And so it'll be built right there. They tore everything down pretty much of the old cargo plant except the storage area that's mm-hmm. going to use all those large storage and the rail system there. So
did the state
but a great
have
company to deal with.
So did the state have to put a lot of dough in, a lot of incentives? We put a lot of cash in?
No, they didn't ask for a lot of that. They really mm-hmm. didn't. Bank of North Dakota will play a pretty good role. And as you know, ADM is a great financial success. So you know that things like PACE, which you were part of for years, and the match program and other things could come into play. And I don't want to speak about banking, you can't say, you know, but sure. I think those type of programs, but there wasn't like any huge grant thing or anything like that involved. No,
that's great. And so let me get back to the vegetable oil. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that you could, I mean, a refinery, you also refine vegetable oil. So when it was said vegetable oil gets shipped out of the Dickinson refinery, could that be diverted into food vegetable oil instead of going into biodiesel?
No. This will strictly be a fuel oil, the oil that they will develop. They someday possibly could do a food oil, but this will be a fuel oil out of this plant, and we'll get processed further at Dickinson and then go to California.
So in this day of
crushing plants do food, but this one is not. It's been a lower grade oil than the food oil.
Okay. So in this day of food shortages, we don't have to worry about someone hijacking the oil cars, right? So if you can stay with us, Ron, we'd appreciate
it. Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scotty today, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Passion kind of with Mike for getting people a good night's sleep. And it went beyond that to now slippers, towels, I mean the sheets and the pillows, of course. But they got a deal going on right now, limited time, $90 off the My Slippers. And we've been talking about this, and I noticed when I slid the feet into the My Slippers last night, you know, we get home, you know, you relax a little bit, My Slippers. It's literally like putting it into a fitted glove. Like, just it's just the memory foam and the impact gel mold to your feet. They took 2 years to develop them. So they're designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long in this part of the world. In winter, doesn't stop. Nice thick soles on them, heavy suede, heavy stitch. They're awesome. I mean, that's why they're, you know, $90 off. They're worth every penny. And now you're getting them for, I think they're $39.99 when you get the $90 off. So there you go.
My gosh, how much do they cost?
I was just saying, yeah, everything costs more.
You've got a $90. It kind of makes my $10
slippers. That's what we said. I'm telling you, when you have a pair of these slippers, think Uggs. They're just, they're heavy. They're quality. And it's not going to last long. Promo code is Scott at MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. Radio listener square right on the home page there. And promo code is Scott. The offer will not last long. Do it at MyPillow.com.
And there you go with a personal experience.
Oh, I love them.
Yes.
I love them. Best awesome. Slippers I've ever had. Not just because. I don't even get paid to say it. There you go.
There. That is, you know, the endorsement. So we're glad. Ron Rauschenberger, were you able to stay with us over the break?
Yes, Ed. I just wanted to comment, too, that, you know, Connie Ola and the Jamestown Specimens this was all a very big team effort, and they were awesome in this. They attended the original meeting in the Bank of North Dakota boardroom. They've just been superior in this recruiting and process to make this, you know, this whole project work. One of the other interesting, very encouraging person in this was Al Christensen with Great River Energy. Al called me and said, why doesn't the old team do one more? Because, as you know, we did ethanol plants and other things for them when I worked in the governor's office. So it was a great effort. Al's part of that SEPA. And we're actually taking steam from the Great River Energy power plant that's there on the Spiritwood Park. And that steam will be used to steam these soybeans, that they have to be steamed before they're crushed. So Great River's a part of this as well, and Al was really encouraging, and it was kind of funny when he said, why don't the old crew do one more? So
one more.
Kudos to Al and his involvement. Yeah.
So,
and Connie and her group.
Yeah, Connie's been, you know, the economic development head in Stetson County forever, and she knows what she's doing. And, you know, it's nice to have those quality people and experienced people on the team. So Ron, you mentioned that ADM bought the old Cargill facility there and tore it down and bought their property instead of. But, you know, the Spiritwood, is that a subdivision of Jamestown or just off of Jamestown? But, you know, the Spiritwood location, that seems to be like really putting together a real solid, interactive commercial community there. I mean, you mentioned you got the power plant. You run steam off the power plant into the soybean plant. Do I remember there's a cattle feeding operation there that feeds off the waste from the soybean plant? I mean, what all is sitting there? It's kind of synergistic of place.
The ethanol plant right now, I believe. You know, that was all.
So there's an ethanol plant there.
Yeah, and they're doing that with the ethanol plant. I think they'll eventually capture carbon there as well. And, you know, it's just a great, kind of the concept we used for many years ago of the energy park. We've done the same at Underwood with waste steam going over at Underwood from that power plant over to that ethanol plant. It kind of takes the argument away on ethanol that you use more natural gas, you know, to produce ethanol than what you're gaining in fuel, and by using waste steam to run the plant instead of natural gas, you know, that was kind of the concept early on with those two projects. So it is that Spiritwood has developed into a really, really nice energy and development park there. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and you have the synergy of the companies working together and using the advantages to lower their costs, you know, which is really attractive.
It's great. They have a great rail loop there and so forth, and the people can share in that some, and so there's a lot of great synergies there, Ed, that people can use. So very nice project.
So you've been kind of involved from day one with the failed effort, and then bringing ADM in and bringing this and that. You have worked inside government administrations for several administrations, including ours. and you've worked on the outside. You know, when you're putting these deals together, is it easier to be from the outside and, you know, trying to coordinate all those agencies and things, or is it easier to be the inside when you can just tell those agencies
well,
what you want them to do?
I'll tell you, I enjoy the outside more. Let me put it that way. But, you know, there's pros and cons to both. When you're in the inside, you have to be careful not to try to put undue pressure on any agency. You know, they got to do it right. Do it in a good time manner, do it efficiently, but you have to do it correctly. You can't, like, try to slip things by or push them hard, and it's almost a little easier to do that from the outside, not trying to sway people to move this faster. So I like that from the outside, but it's challenging in other ways. I will tell you, I was not, just to clarify, totally at all involved in the co-op earlier project there at all. I just watched it from afar, you know, so to speak. And then it didn't happen, and that's when B&D reached out to me. But I think you've got to have that involvement from inside government too. They've got to be part of this.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Hucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.